August 1, Subjects of the King. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Isaiah 33:22. This morning my soul is filled with praise and thanksgiving to God, from whom come all our mercies and blessings. The Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever. I will praise him who is the light of my countenance and my God. He is the source of all efficiency and power. Why do we not praise him by speaking words of hope and comfort to others? Why are our lips so silent? Speech is a gift of heaven, and it should be used in sounding forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, how much good would be accomplished were God honored by all who profess to be Christians. The light of the world is shining upon men in richest blessing. Every provision has been made for the supplying of our temporal and spiritual needs. Yet how little thanksgiving the giver receives. In receiving Christ as our captain, there must be a complete surrender of the human will to the divine will. The Lord can work out his will through those who have made this surrender, for they give prompt and cheerful obedience to his commands. God expects us to obey without questioning. We are to ask, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Then, though the command may be as stern and startling as that given to Abraham, we are to obey. Abraham's soul was rent asunder by the command, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and offer him for a sacrifice on one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Genesis 22:2. But he did not hesitate to obey. All our activities, all our business arrangements should be in perfect accord with the Lord's commands. The laws of God's kingdom must be obeyed by the subjects of that kingdom. Our zeal for the advancement of God's kingdom is to mark us as faithful subjects of the cross of Christ. God can trust as his representatives those who implicitly obey him.